Local city clerks are getting their fair share of work this spring, preparing for not one, but three elections. They've been setting up polling places and finding extra staff, a process Superior City Clerk Terry Kalan says brings a high stress level to work.
It's pretty high. It isn't anything that the rest of the municipalities in the state are facing. You know, we're all facing this, but we'll get through it one way or another.
Kalan says they are expecting the turnout to be average for Douglas County at 30%, down a little from the expected 35% statewide turnout. Bayfield City Clerk Billy Hoopman also expects a normal turnout, even with many absentee ballots coming in from seasonal residents, although she can't be sure about the presidential primary.
The biggest race we have is a county board supervisor position. In terms of the presidential preference, I would say that people are interested.
She says they're prepared for possible changes in voter ID.
Even prior to this election, I mean, we were preparing ourselves in terms of putting out, you know, community notices, community posters. We were putting it on the back of our utility bills to get, you know, to get in mind that they would need to do this. So we've pulled all that.
Kalan says voter ID won't be required for this election, but that could change by next month's recall primaries on May 8th. Lucy Roberts, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.